of us are doing a lot more cooking at home. Is that getting a little old, the whole coronavirus cooking competition aspect of it? The fear that a great meal on Monday may be seen as horrors, leftovers by Thursday? When did that become a problem? Enter here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Robin.
I love leftovers, but you say you're hearing from people who are just sick of this.
Well, a few weeks ago, I got a text from my friend Martina Guzman in Detroit, and it was in all caps, and it said, "Help, I'm so sick of cooking. What can I make that will last 3 days?" And I really thought long and hard about this because I thought, it's not that you want to eat the same thing for 3 days, but maybe you don't want to cook and start all over every single day. For many of us, this is the most time we've spent in our home kitchens ever. Mm-hmm. So I started to think about foods. I wanted to create a master recipe. And then I'm not even going to call them leftovers, but the idea is that there is enough leftover that you can recreate and transform into something fabulous for the next 1, 2, 3 nights.
Well, you know, the point is, I mean, we've cooked, right, before, but there's a feeling that we need to help other people, those who are cooking, help other people through this time, you know, and that cooking was bringing everyone together. So let's start with your idea for roast chicken. It seems simple. It intimidates a lot of people. You have a recipe at herenow.org. People run, don't walk to see it. But some tips for roasting a chicken.
I mean, it is an incredibly simple recipe. I take a chicken. I pop a lemon in the cavity because it's going to flavor the inside of the bird. And then I make a kind of garlic and herb butter using all kinds of fresh spring herbs. And I tuck that under the skin, between the skin and the breast. And what that's going to do is baste the chicken as it cooks and keep the breast moist because that's the first thing to go. Now, here's a tip. If you're roasting one chicken and you have more than two people in your household sitting at the dinner table, roast two. It takes no more work, and then you're going to have this gorgeous whole leftover roast chicken. And then you can start having fun. Then you can start thinking about chicken and avocado tacos or a quick chicken salad with walnuts and raisins and lemon juice, chicken quesadillas, endless ideas. Cook once and then very simply transform it the next few nights. Not so it feels like a leftover, but a brand new meal.
Not a leftover, a repurposing.
Talk about
grilled, talk about grilled salmon, because this is one that I make it do everything over the course of a week.
Well, I mean, it's that we're shifting seasons here and we're starting to cook out more. So the other night I grilled about 1.5 pounds of, I found some beautiful wild salmon, and I seasoned it with fresh dill and orange juice and lemon juice and pepper, and I put it on the grill. You could also do it in the oven. And then I had like at least 3/4 of a pound of salmon left over. So I made this beautiful lunch the next day, a salmon bowl with some cooked white or brown rice. I grated some carrots and some raw beets, put the salmon on top of the rice, little piles of the carrots and beets around it, and then sprinkled it with lemon juice and olive oil and salt and pepper. Bingo, the most colorful, beautiful meal, a salmon salad, a salmon sandwich with orange and scallion mayonnaise. Again, endless possibilities. Get a piece bigger than you're going to eat tonight, and you will have a lot to choose from in the next few days.
I put it in my orzo and asparagus salad that I tweeted you last night.
Yes, you were having trouble finding orzo, but orzo is a great salad for all kinds of leftovers. The other thing is if you're baking a white or sweet potato, bake 5 of them. Again, no more work. And then what happens? I say peel them while they're warm because the possibilities for a peeled potato are far greater. And then a spring potato salad with scallions and chives and shallots, or a chicken and potato hash with a poached egg on top, or a baked potato pancake that you make in a skillet. Again, huge possibilities for flavor, very little work. Also, if you're hard boiling an egg, quickly, you make egg salad, dill, radishes, put it on to butter toast with sea salt, add it to soups, add it to salads. I could go on and on.
You say cooking pandemic. has made us think about how we should do a dish in a variety of ways, but it's something we might want to think about all the time.
Exactly. I mean, repurposing food, less waste is extremely important. I'd also say if you're truly sick of cooking, this is the time to support your local restaurants, get takeout, keep your favorite places going, support the chefs, the workers, mm-hmm. and really make a statement by getting some takeout. Then you can go back to these master recipes and repurposed ideas.
Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Everything we've been talking about will be at herenow.org. And Jeremy, I know you've been taking notes.
Well, and I have to say, on the issue of roast chickens, Robin, we have one we call the 11 p.m. chicken because it takes so much longer to make that we end up eating at 11 p.m.
Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, guys. Good to hear your voice.